Broadcasting live from the Cobb Business Radio X studio, it's time for the Business, Babies, and Beauty Radio Show, brought to you by Airbender.
Hello, and thank you for tuning in to the Business, Babies, and Beauty Radio Show. Happy Wednesday, everyone. I'm your host, your coach, Shanda Cadet, creator and founder of BusinessBabiesAndBeauty.com, a multifaceted resource for business moms. I know firsthand the challenges of growing a business and a family. I'm an entrepreneur, wife, and mother to six beautiful children, so I can help you integrate business and family because it's quite important. But we can talk about that a little bit later. For now, I would like to introduce my special guest, Mrs. Jana B. Thank you for being here with me today.
Thank you. It's a pleasure to be here.
Yay. She's quite beautiful, everyone.
She's one to talk, though.
Jana B. is a transformational speaker, boss cultivator, and streamlined success strategist. She provides tools, tips, and strategies that empower womenpreneurs to increase their self-worth, discover their inner boss, and streamline their vision for success. Speaking with captivating passion, Jana transforms her audience with clear strategies and structure that reaches deep within and cultivates clarity, which is so important. Her passion, dynamic personality, and humor, infused with personal experiences, awakens a limitless ambition in the lives of those who listen. The outcome is a life transformation to pursue passion and purpose. I love that.
Thank you.
So tell us how you got started.
Do we have enough time for that?
I think we got a good hour, girl. Mm, we can do this.
We can do this, right? Well, it's amazing because this journey, I was just talking to someone this morning, has been longer than what I realized. As you look back, there are always things that put you on your journey over the course of years. So really, it's almost been 15 years in the making, if you want to say. Mm-hmm. But the realization of this business, 2 years. So I was working at a marketing agency with my brother, GTM, a major national marketing agency that handled brands throughout the country. Mm-hmm. Truth campaign, a lot of cause marketing opportunities, worked on that campaign for 10 years and really cultivated my gift and my passion of coaching and working with the interns. Just really love seeing people grow and love seeing them accomplish their dreams and their passions. Mm-hmm. So teaching is my heart. That's my background, elementary education.
Okay.
I know that's a special.
So that's why you were saying earlier when we were talking about homeschool, you're like, it's education. That's good. That's really cool.
So that's my background. And then, with the changes in just what was happening and this a desire to want to have my own, I finally decided to take that leap. And that's why I encourage other women. A lot of times we get afraid to take that leap and that fear paralyzes us and we, what I like to call the what if syndrome to death. So we've already like canceled everything out before we even tried. And for years I did that to myself. And then finally I said, you know what? Enough is enough. I know what I've been able to do for other brands for many years and they've been extremely successful. You know what? I'm going to take a risk on myself and I'm going to do it for myself. Mm-hmm. And I have not regretted it.
I love that.
I haven't regretted it.
Because a lot of people will say, you know, they took that risk. That's great. Because that's what entrepreneurship is. Just taking a risk.
Every day.
And just going up against the odds, but coming out on top. And you've enjoyed that.
Yes, it's been a journey. And I've learned, truly learned the meaning of flexibility.
Yeah.
Because even when I launched out there, I was doing more so business consulting, but seeing where things were kind of guiding and directing me shifted me more into speaking, into more into coaching with women, womenpreneurs in particular. And I just had to be flexible to go with the flow.
Mm-hmm.
But it's been an awesome ride and I wouldn't regret anything that I've done so far.
That is truly amazing. So what was your title exactly when you were working, in the business that you were talking about?
The last title that I had, because I was the first employee, so I've seen firsthand entrepreneurship from every angle.
Okay. Wait, because you said it was with your brother?
Yes.
Okay.
At the marketing agency.
Okay.
So my last title, I was actually became the liaison between all of the creatives as well as the corporate side with our clients. So I was the traffic manager and made sure that all processes and procedures were implemented and created in a timely fashion, that everybody was trained in the way they need to be trained, and that as far as process and flow and systems worked well and we could get everything that we needed to our client in a timely manner. And it's an interesting that was an interesting position, being able to work with creatives and those that are account sided minds. So it was just a
Yeah.
It was fun though.
Let's talk about that. I think, I mean, you know, when you have your own business, you kind of have to be both, but I think I'm more of a creative. and you said the creatives and the
count side. So a count side is more so dealing with the client, making sure they're taken care of, deliverables, the whole nine. So think more so A type.
Yeah.
So I'm literally smack dab in the middle and dealing with both. So I have my creatives who are doing, you know, spend countless hours developing and building this creative, pouring their heart and soul. Mm-hmm. But I have to also make sure we stay on target. Like, okay, not only are targeting deadlines, but on target in the sense of, is this what the client is looking for? Is this what they're wanting? And making sure the account get what they need, as well as the creatives have the space to be creative. Mm-hmm. And it is a fine line to walk, because you could be very creative, and I seem to attract creatives. Mm-hmm. Because the area that I'm the strongest in is the area that they lack the most, which is that organization. Mm-hmm. So being able to get with them, see their vision, see their dream, and helping them to streamline that in a sense into something that makes sense. Because mm-hmm. from what I've learned with a lot of creatives, they get 1,001 ideas at the same time.
And yes. It's
like, where do
Talk
I start
to me, girl.
First? Where do I start? So being able to sit with them and let them just dump and be free, then really carving out that roadmap to say, okay, that's a great idea, but you know what? That might be year two or that might be year three, but let's focus on this right now. And how does this come into play, or this is the core, and then all these things kind of offshoot from that. That's another stream of revenue, and this is another stream of revenue. But not stifling their creativity, because that's a gift.
Yeah.
But being able to use that in a way that really generates business for them.
That's true. That is true. And so what have you learned about, like over the years in branding and all that good stuff? What have you learned in your own business?
And people have been talking about this a lot lately, but it's really, really, really important. It's so true to heart. Being authentic. Mm-hmm. Because one of the things that I know, the consumer knows what's real and what's not. Mm-hmm. They know when you're being fake and just being authentic from beginning to end. Everything is a representation of your brand. Mm-hmm. From your colors to your logo to the website, everything should be streamlined and seamless. It shouldn't be that I see you one day and you look like one thing, and then the next day it's like, wait a minute, that's not a representation of who you're putting out there and who you say that you are. Mm-hmm. So being authentic and finding what your voice is, finding what you're passionate about, what you're happy about, because then you really shine and come through. Mm-hmm.
I like that. And when you say you shouldn't look like this one day and you look like that next day. Now, that's what I'm struggling with here. Okay. Because yesterday I didn't look like this. And somebody could have been like, well, she said she's the creator and founder of Business Babies and Beauty. That's not quite beauty.
And I will say beauty's in the eye of the beholder.
Right.
If you're a mom, then you totally understand what that means.
Exactly.
You understand. And what I mean by that is, for example, when you look at McDonald's, McDonald's doesn't change.
True.
No matter what new product they come out with, McDonald's is always McDonald's, because you have in your mind what they represent. Mm-hmm. When you say Target, you have in your mind what they represent.
Absolutely.
And that's who they are core. I don't know if you remember when Gap changed their logo. Mm-hmm. Oh my gosh. When the consumer went off on them for changing their logo design to the point that they, all the money they spent, they wasted and had to go back to their original design.
Right.
See, look, hotline.
Hot what you lie, want? Right? And it's the kids. Please stop, children.
They are entrepreneurs as well, so of course they want to chime in on the conversation.
Right. And no school today. Get that spelling on.
I know. We've been doing spelling in the car this morning.
Yes. Get those words so we can do that on Friday. Thank you.
So not necessarily in a sense of outward as much as it is, are you still genuine? Are you still true to heart? Are you still Shanda at the end of the day? Mm-hmm. Are you still Jana at the end of the day? Or whatever it is that you represent. If you represent love, if you represent compassion, are you still that every single day? Or, you know, you cursing somebody else today, but you speaking compassion.
Absolutely.
Because people are watching.
And there we go. People are watching.
And your little ones too.
Right. And we can't be fooled. Yes. So let's talk about your business and your products and your services. Mm-hmm. Let's talk about that.
Well, I actually have an 8-week coaching program called Boss Leap. And BOSS is actually an acronym that stands for Believe It, Own It, See It, and Seize It. Because I know it starts with the mindset first before you do anything and everything. So the Boss Leap is an 8-week program to help you transition mentally and then also to get that game plan together. So they have their first initial call. They get weekly emails that have videos from me and just encouraging words, assignments every week. Halfway, we do a check-in. So we really address what your fear is, because a lot of times we never look at the why of things and the fear. And then we get into that action plan at the end. We wrap it up and you receive a 45-day action plan of kind of like what to do next. Because a lot of times, again, that clarity of I'm just frozen because I don't know where to start. Mm-hmm. And so I love working with people and hearing the vision, hearing the dreams and saying, okay, let's get that roadmap. I'm with you on that journey. Mm-hmm. I help you push past your fears and to leap from one level to the next in business and in life. Mm-hmm. So helping you to be able to do that while we cultivate that inner boss, while we cultivate and increase your self-esteem, your self-awareness, and streamlining that vision. So that's the coaching program. And then I just launched a new program that I'm excited about.
Excited.
Yay! Oh, those midnight hours we were just talking about.
Yes. But
this, one of the biggest things that I've always, most people, you don't even have to be a mom for this, but mm-hmm. time management. Mm-hmm. So I actually have a 7-day workbook that I just launched mm-hmm. and it's called Boss Time, and it's how to basically take your time back. What it is, a lot of times we don't realize how much time we're giving away to things, to other people yeah. that's not necessary or no longer suit what we're trying to do. Mm-hmm. And this helps you walk through to really see where you literally in numbers put your time.
I like that.
Yeah, it's interesting. The first time I did it, and shout out to my husband because he definitely helped me develop this. The first time I did it, I was like, oh my God, I didn't realize this is all the time I have left. Because mm-hmm. you're only given, literally everybody has 24 hours a day. Mm-hmm. You have 168 hours in a week. Mm-hmm. That's it. Mm-hmm. You're not going to get any more. So what are you really doing with your time? And being able to say, oh, after I do all these things, all I have left is 25 hours. Well, what am I doing with those 25 hours? These are the goals I want to accomplish. But can I really do that? Okay, what do I need to take off my plate mm-hmm. because it's not really benefiting me? What do I need to increase? So it takes you through like this 7-day process of doing that. Then at the end, you have to go back and say, okay, am I happy with where I am or do I need to readjust it?
I like that. And is it getting me to the place that I say I want to get to?
Right. I did this with a friend of mine and she was like, oh my God, I had no idea I was spending that much time at a company that I didn't want to be anymore. Mm-hmm. When she's trying to launch her own business mm-hmm. and just seeing how little time she had for a business. Then we wonder why we're so burnt out.
Right.
Why we're so tired. Why we're frustrated because what we're supposed to be operating in, we're not. So we're unfulfilled. Mm-hmm. And then we get resentful because now it's like, okay, I got to come here every day and you want me to do what? You know, we start getting those attitudes right. without even realizing it. Mm-hmm. Well, I got to be here anyway. Well, if you don't want to be there, make that plan right. and leap. Mm-hmm. Just go ahead and push past that fear and do it because the reality is you're not going to have all the answers.
That's true.
And you're going to have to roll with the punches as you go with it.
So let me ask you, what would you suggest that someone incorporate, what would you suggest them do? Like build a savings nest or before they leap?
I would say that's part of it. I'm sorry. Go ahead.
Well, I was just going to say before they're just like, you know what? I'm going to walk in that office and I'm done with no plan, but I'm going to make it happen.
Try to get a plan as best as possible. Mm-hmm. Definitely. I would suggest anywhere from 4 to 6 months out. Mm-hmm. If you know it's coming, and here's the thing, you know, you start to feel it in your gut. You start to become unhappy. You know, you're frustrated. You're irritated. That season has ended. Heed to that. And that's the God in you telling you mm-hmm. it's time. So heed to that and then start to get that plan in place. I would love to help anybody who is trying to, because when you are comfortable with the plan, then you know, okay, at least I have an idea of what I need to do. Mm-hmm. Now, here's the reality though. And this is true. Even though you plan, sometimes things will throw those curveballs that you could not plan for. For example, if you get laid off, that's a wonderful, don't look at it as an obstacle. It's a wonderful opportunity for growth. Okay, now you've been given the time. What you going to do?
Yeah.
And sometimes, as my aunt said, she prepared me for kids. She said, Jonna, you can't save up for 18 years worth of money. Mm-hmm. And I was like, yeah, I guess you're right. And even when they're older, so you know, a lot of times we'll say, well, I want to have the money before I have kids. Because mm-hmm. yes, they are expensive.
They are.
But when she said that, that really changed my mindset. Like, and that's the same thing with business. You can never totally 100% prepare because things are going to happen.
That is so true.
But try to prepare as best as possible. 4 to 6 months, I think, is realistic. When you start getting into the goals, start thinking about, start making those connections, start making your exit plan. But if for some reason it ends early, don't be frustrated. Work with what you have. Call on those resources around you because I firmly believe that when it's your time, mm-hmm. not only do the resources come, the opportunities come. But you have to be wise about what you're trying to do.
True. That's so true. That is absolutely true. And I guess also, like if you lost your job or quit your job and you're looking for another job, you probably should just start your own business, I think.
Yeah, especially if you're interested in that. Mm-hmm. Especially if you say, you know what, I've always... And here's the funny thing. If you go back to think about when you were a child, because that's when you truly were who you were, you'll start to really see what your gifts were. Mm-hmm. I was an organizer and a planner since I was a child. Mm-hmm. I used to wake up and do things, to-do lists and map and plan everything.
Yeah.
So I'm not surprised now that,
that you're doing it right. And helping others to do it.
To do that as well. But if you've always wanted to be that business, if you were the one taking all the soap that was left over and trying to sell it to the neighbor, mm-hmm. or what, then you should probably be in business and you're just afraid. Mm-hmm. But it's okay. It's okay. Because I'd rather at least say that I pushed out there and I did it, because I'm understanding that failure is not failure. True. It's part of the process
it
to
really
success.
It really is. It just really is a part of the process. It is okay.
Yes. And when you accept that, because that's the biggest thing, is that people don't want to fail. And sometimes you're the first, so it's even scarier. But if you accept that this is part of the process, what did I learn from this? Where can I grow from this? The most successful people have failed so many times, but didn't look at it as failure. It's that mindset shift. Mm-hmm. And when you do that, then you realize, you know what? This is part of the process. I learned. I've grown from that. Let me implement what I've learned to keep going.
Implementation is very key. Because we can hear a whole lot, right? And we're familiar with this because we're in Marshawn Evans'
confidence.
So, I mean, and they give us so much good information.
Yes.
But we have to implement it.
Right. And you could plan all day long. Oh. You could have like the best A plan, B, C, D, all the way to Z, and make up some letters if you want. But if you don't take that action, and that's that leaping part, mm-hmm, right? Mm-hmm. And God talks to me in acronyms. So leap mm-hmm. is actually lay everything aside and pursue your passion,
I was just about
purpose,
to ask you that.
And profit.
I'm sorry I interrupted you. Say that one more time.
Lay everything aside and pursue your passion, purpose, and profits. If you don't leap, so yes, get that plan, but then actually start to do something towards that plan. And everything, I promise you, because I'm a living example of this, start to fall in place. Mm-hmm. Did I think I'd be on the radio 2 weeks ago? No. But the wonderful opportunity came. Why? Because I'm moving in my purpose and I'm moving.
You certainly are.
Things are, and it's like, I got that bio and everything. I'm like, look at Jonna. Go, Jonna.
You definitely have everything together. And I like that LEAP acronym. Also, how does one get into the mindset? Like, what do you do? What do I get up in the morning and I say, you know what? I'm going to win. What would you suggest for that mindship
to set? Mm-hmm. The first thing that I do when I wake up is, I don't even get out of the bed yet. And that's what the kids banging on the door. They just want the way to sit.
Yeah.
And I sit there and I say, God, I thank you. First, I start being grateful mm-hmm. for everything that I have. And then I get up and I stretch. And I tell myself, you know what? Whatever happens today, getting that quiet time is so key, so important, because it does put you at peace. And I can't lie, it is a process to get that quiet time. Sometimes I oversleep. Sometimes it doesn't happen. And I can tell the difference when I don't have it.
Yes.
I'm like, be cranky. I'm your toddler who didn't have a nap hyped up on sugar.
Right.
Not a good combination at all. But being able to start to tell yourself, and it's not what you see. Because if you go off of what you see, yes, sometimes you could be very depressed with the situation you're in. Mm-hmm. But as a go off of what you know. I actually have a book of affirmations that I'm going to have coming out soon. Talking to people, kind of that morning pep talk. Mm-hmm. Because the reality is, you are worthy of it. You are more than enough in everything that you have and you need. And you have to start telling yourself that.
You do.
And you know how, like, even whatever you tell yourself, good or bad, you believe it. You know, so if it's a good lie, you eventually that lie becomes your truth. So why can't you just tell yourself the truth? Tell yourself the fact that, you know what? I was put here for a purpose. I have something I have to accomplish. I'm going to make it happen. He's giving me everything I need to make it happen. If I don't have it, it means somebody else has it for mm-hmm. me to make it happen. Today's the best day. Today's a great day. And you have to, even when the challenges come, this is a wonderful opportunity for growth. Mm-hmm. This is a wonderful opportunity for growth. Does it look like an obstacle? Yes. Mm-hmm. But this is a wonderful opportunity for growth. And when you change that and speak that differently, things start to happen differently. And it really comes about by what you say.
Mm-hmm.
So key. When I was working on my MBA, and it was challenging because I was traveling quite a bit for business. And I used to say, oh my gosh, I don't think I can do this. And I would have to tell myself, this is a wonderful opportunity for growth. This is a wonderful opportunity for growth. And that experience was one of the best, my highest GPA ever.
All
like
right.
The whole nine. But I had to look at it differently. Thank you. I had to look at it differently. So that starts there.
So a lot of people will say, you know, when you start to speak in things and you speak things into existence, a lot of people will say, well, that aren't you lying? I have a real issue with that, because I feel like, no, I'm not right. lying. I'm literally speaking this as if it were not, but it is. It's coming.
Right.
So how do you feel about that?
I agree with you. And of course, people have differences of opinions mm-hmm. to each their own. But it's kind of like, okay, I'll put it this way. If you say, I'm going to open up that business and in 5 years, I'm going to make $1 million. It hasn't happened yet,
mm-hmm.
but you have to plan for it. You have to see it. That's where being a visionaire comes in. You can't look at the factory in your mama's basement on the computer trying to figure it out. No, because the reality is what you're projecting is what, and we know it's the law of attraction is real. What mm-hmm. you put out there is what you attract. So why is it any different than what you say? If I put out there, I'm going to be on a radio. If I put out there, I'm going to have my own TV show. If I put it out there, you're putting it out there for things to start to happen. Mm-hmm. And one of my favorite sayings is movement bursts momentum. And it's so true.
That is very true.
You start to move, things start to happen. You attract what it is that you're putting out there. So if every day you're telling me, you're saying, I don't have this, I don't have that. Isn't it crazy that somehow you actually start to track more lack?
Mm-hmm.
But when you start to say that I have everything I need, you start to become more creative. Children don't have to have much to create.
Mm-hmm. Oh, no. I see it every day. Somebody go get a piece of string.
And the next thing you know, you have
a piece of lint.
And you have a clothes hanger.
Right?
They will create.
They will.
Why? Because they have not been torn down or told what they cannot do.
Mm-hmm.
The imagination is amazing. So it's the same thing. Like they will pretend and speak those things and you would almost believe them. Like, yeah, yes. We at the beach collecting crabs. That was happening this morning while we were getting a bathtub ready.
Right.
They were on the beach collecting crabs that they put in the oven with mm-hmm. cinnamon. Interesting.
Very interesting.
Right. I don't know if I want to taste that, but you know, I wasn't going to stifle their enjoyment of right. being on the beach mm-hmm. in their room. So.
And last night my kids said they were jumping in the swimming pool with all the covers, you know, and then they were diving in. So, I mean, they have a very vivid imagination.
And it helps. Even when, I remember I went to a seminar one time and then they were talking about creativity and how to kind of get it back.
Mm-hmm.
And they were talking about how, like, a lot of times you look at a pen and you say, okay, what's the purpose of a pen? Oh, to write with. But the moment you start thinking of other things you could do with that same object, you release the creativity. And then mm-hmm. you could think of things that most people would have never thought of.
Mm-hmm.
And that's how new businesses are birthed. That's how new
True.
Product is formed.
Mm-hmm.
So we get used to what we're told. Mm-hmm. This is all it does. But what if it's not? And see, that's one thing I love about children is that they don't. They will make 1,001 things up for that one thing. And I don't know how they do it.
They are just really cool. That's why I like kids. And I have so many, but they're really cool. Like if you just really just sit down with some kids and talk to them,
they will blow your mind.
They really will blow your mind.
I can't even begin. We would be here
especially
all
around
day.
that 4-year-old age. Oh my goodness.
My daughter is 4 and my son is 3. I'll give you a prime example. I told my daughter, cause they're watching what we do. Cause my husband's an entrepreneur as well.
Love it.
So it's a faith walk for real
yeah.
with two entrepreneurs in the house.
Mm-hmm.
And they were like, mommy, I want to go to the meeting with you. I want to do this with you. She's definitely like really the entrepreneur.
Mm-hmm.
She wants to have the ice cream shop to help people something on the computer and figure out what ice cream flavor they want.
She yeah.
I was like, you'll never go out of business with that.
I love it.
And I said, do you want to come with me today when I speak? She was like, yeah. Mm-hmm. And I was like, okay, you could be my business partner. Why did I say that? We're at the event and she's like, mommy, I want to speak after you. I was like, I don't know if you can do. She was like, but I'm your business partner. And after you speak, then the business partner. She was serious about that. She'd speak. And luckily the host was gracious enough to let her get up and
that
speak.
Is awesome.
Yes. But
I
she
love
was
that.
Passing out the business cards and like the whole nine. She was like, I'm your business partner.
I love that. I know I'm out a lot of times and the kids are like, mom, give her a business card. Mom, give her. And I'm like,
fearless.
Okay, yeah, very fearless. They are very fearless. And I'm like, well, no, Cash, she's really not my target, or he is not my target. So I'm not going to give him this one. I know who my client is.
Right.
So,
and I bet
which is really important.
You might know somebody
right?
that knows somebody, right?
They have so many. Oh my goodness, it's awesome. So let's just go right into, kids and talk about how you're able to manage all this. Cause it's two entrepreneurs. So, I mean,
yes.
It's, you guys are just up. Working, trying to get money. Well, not trying. You are. Hate to
yes.
say trying. Bringing money into the household on your own. And that trickles down to the kids. The kids see it. So how is it that you are able to manage all of this?
I'm going to say first and foremost, by the grace of God, because sometimes I don't know how.
Yeah.
And that's real. I'm a real mom. So I have my children. They're 13 months apart. It took 9 years to get my daughter. And the journey, that's another day, but that journey, with the both of them, that was an experience to say the least, and it shifted everything in me. And so, but I'm grateful that I didn't get kids when I asked for them because
mm-hmm.
I wasn't ready.
Mm-hmm.
It was definitely, his timing is impeccable. Mm-hmm. So when they did come, now it's the, and I understand being able to shut off, which is hard as an entrepreneur, but saying, okay, this block of time. So mm-hmm. I know mommy time about 4:30, 5 o'clock. Once I go get the kids, I can't do any business.
Mm-hmm.
My time and focus need to be on them, dinner, homework, whatever, probably to about 8 or 9 o'clock at night. Then You got to have time for your spouse. My husband and I have been married for 14 years.
Congratulations.
Thank you. Girl. Been together 2021 coming up.
I love it.
So being able to say and stay in contact with your marriage when you have kids, when you're running a business, we're very involved in our church. So being able to say that, okay, now this time is our time, whether we're talking, whether we're watching movies, sci-fi, whatever. And then going into sometimes that late night, you sacrifice those business hours. Mm-hmm. But I'm working on that new schedule. That new schedule is going to bed earlier.
Yeah.
Waking up early because I understand.
Well, how are you going to do that? Because I want to know.
Okay. So I've started. And we were talking about this in a mastermind that I'm in, and they said, if you start to do it a half an hour earlier than where you are. So let's say you naturally wake up at 7. Mm-hmm. So tomorrow, try to wake up at 6:30. Mm-hmm. The next day, try to, or a few days later, wake up at 6. And slowly but surely until you get to the time that you're trying to get to. Because in those morning hours, the kids are asleep, the husband's asleep, you have time for yourself. Mm-hmm. And to be honest with you, I battled with this for the longest because I didn't think I'm going to be real mommy moment. Mm-hmm. I didn't think it was fair that everybody else gets to sleep late.
Yeah.
That's like,
I'm with you on that, right?
But
it's
not fair. It's not fair. But I also understand that the reality is when I get up and I have that quiet time with God, when I get up in the morning and I have time to focus on my business, exercise, do me first, being a little selfish, I'm at such peace. I have what I need to take care of everybody else. So I know by 6:30, the kids are up. Okay, we could get it going, get you to school, have time for the husband, and I'm not rushed. Mm-hmm. I become that evil, cranky monster when my time gets pressed. Because we didn't do the time.
Or if I don't eat.
Oh, yeah, we know. Mm. That's another.
Yeah.
But you know, moms always have snacks in their purses in most cases.
Most cases. Right. For sure. I looked at mine the other day and I'm like, I don't have nothing in here. Not one graham
game
cracker.
Slipper. You're right.
What is not a fruit snack? Nothing.
Something. I know I got something somewhere. Now I understand why people used to sit by moms in church. They always have
snacks. Right. Always have snacks. So here's the thing. So whenever I'm just trying to figure out how my day should go or how I should plan it, I always go back to the Bible, Proverbs 31. She was up and she got all this stuff going and it just seemed like it was so easy. She got up, she gave her instructions.
Took her to service, she was sewing, she was real estate. Proverbs 31 woman used to intimidate the mess out of me. Mm-hmm. I was like, how in the world does she? It's so unfair. Like, she's making all these other regular women look bad.
Right. Like,
and then I studied it because there was a book called The Proverbs 31 Woman. Mm-hmm. I remember reading it years ago and studying it. And it made me realize that what I got out of it was that these are different types of women. Mm-hmm. One woman, but different types. And the reality is that she prioritizes, sets her priorities mm-hmm. right. Mm-hmm. So I'm currently reading a book called Boss Women Pray by Cashelle Kelly. Mm-hmm. And it's a daily 30-day devotional. It is great because she comes from business, she comes from life, and every day it gives you different scriptures or different prayers to say. And the last one, over the past few days, the last one's talking about time management and organization. Mm-hmm. And just all the scriptures and talking about time management and God's perspective of time. Mm-hmm. It's true, and I say that in the workbook I just launched, is that that's the one thing you can never get back.
You can't.
You can't buy it. Mm-mm. You can maximize it to mm-hmm. the best of your ability, but His timing is so important. So when we delay in doing the things that we're supposed to be doing, whether in life, in business, as a wife, as a mom, everybody suffers, including yourself.
That's so true.
And people are delayed because of you. And I remember recently I had that revelation where I was like, if I don't get out to do what I'm supposed to do, then those that I'm supposed to help birth what they were destined to be and do will never happen. Mm-hmm. And that made me really sad. Because I don't want it to be where so-and-so didn't get a chance to do that. Not to say all is on me, mm-hmm. but because of the misconnection that
You're
was supposed to take
it.
Place. Mm-hmm. Right. And that changed my perspective and put a fire even more so under my butt of like, okay, I got to get busy because there's people. Yes, there are people truly waiting on what I've been through and what I've experienced to help them birth and to be fearless, to be able to push past that fear, for them to be able to leap and to launch.
And what you just said just brought something to me where you said there are people out there waiting on you. That also to me means that God has already predestined your clients.
Yes.
So when you get one and you say, well, my service is $1,000 for this. And they're like, whoa, $1,000. You may not be the one that was predestined for me.
And that's okay. But maybe I had to plant that seed for you to get ready. Mm-hmm. I've come across a few people and it's all in how you deal with it. To be honest with you, when I launched back in 2013, my first client found me. Mm-hmm. And that was a $12,000 client.
I'm sure you were happy to be found.
Yes. Yes. And just mouth dropped in awe, humbled. But what it was because I started to move. Again, that movement burst momentum. Mm-hmm. I started to move. They started to come. My first year of business, I brought in almost $25,000, and not once did I even have to market.
Ooh.
It became word of mouth and they started to come. And that was before the shifting happened mm-hmm. into what I'm doing now. So I really believe that. And I've met people and I encourage them and I inspire them, and they might say, well, I'm not ready, but when I am, and I still encourage them, inspire them, because we've all been there
mm-hmm.
when maybe our finances weren't there. We didn't have the faith, or we didn't look at those obstacles as opportunities, or mm-hmm. we didn't see, okay, well, this money's laid up here. Oh, maybe I can invest that. And that's okay. I'd rather have that client who's mentally there mm-hmm. and ready to go for that risk than the one that's not ready, because then there'll be a fight the whole time.
The whole time. They couldn't make that decision. Like right then and there, it's going to be problems all the way down the line with you deciding on this next.
Especially with what we're going to be walking through. And mm-hmm. that's okay. It's quite all right. I'd rather you take that year. Don't take too long, but I'd rather you take that time so that when you're ready, you can really move the way that you need to move.
Mm-hmm.
So I accept the clients that are mine. Those that aren't, maybe what was their season?
Mm-hmm. That's
true. What was the reason why I even met them? Maybe it was just to give that word of encouragement. And that was it. Everybody, I know some people have difference of opinion. Definitely chime in on this. Some people say everybody's your client, and some people say no.
Oh, no.
No.
Nope.
You definitely have a target market. That's who you look mm-hmm. like. That's who the avatar is, who it is that you're attracting mm-hmm. to you. Specifically, that's your niche.
Mm-hmm.
In marketing, that's, you know, there, and it's true. Marshawn says it all the time, you know, there are riches and niches, and that's true. Being mm-hmm. able to have that niche of who you attract, they'll be drawn to you. And those that aren't your client, they might know your client.
Mm-hmm.
So never cut off a treat. You can't afford me, or, oh, you're not my client, so I don't even want to talk to you.
Because mm-hmm.
you don't know who knows somebody.
That's true. That is true. You don't know. And to say that, I definitely would never do that. But I do, I guess I'm just, I do know who my client is. And I know during the conversation whether you're going to be or not. Not to say I'm going to cut you off completely, but I definitely know
where to spend your time.
Right. Yes. Definitely where to spend my time.
And invest at. Because your time is an investment.
Mm-hmm.
You cannot get it back. And it's worth every penny. And it's so funny. I remember when there was a point in my life that I used to equate money to my self-worth.
Mm-hmm.
And it's not. I did a Periscope one time where how your self-worth does impact your net worth, though.
Mm-hmm.
And it's true.
I like that.
But it does. Mm-hmm. When you're not confident, you will downplay who you are. You downplay the opportunity to attract more revenue. I have stories for days, but
let's go, girl. Let's go for days.
No. I remember one time I had this client, and this was kind of like getting my feet wet. And I was like, okay, he wanted to do this and this. And I was able to take his vision and look at his proposal and help him really see the gaps in mm-hmm. it and the holes and the plug it, so it was more complete. And in my heart, I was like, okay, $35 an hour. And when I was talking to my brother, he was like, what? Girl, you worth more than that. More like 75 or more. But mm-hmm. I didn't see myself at that point in my life at that. So what happened? I told him the $75 an hour. I charged him that. But in doing the work, because I had to prove in my mind that I was good enough
mm-hmm.
and over deliver, when I calculated at the end, how much do you think it totaled up to?
A lot more.
No. I got paid the same amount, but when I divided it up, it wound up being at $35 an hour.
Oh, my goodness.
Because in my heart, in my mind, that's where I saw my worth. Even though I said $75 with my mouth, I didn't believe it for myself that I was worth that much.
That's deep.
So your self-worth impacts your net worth. So when you walk in that room, if you don't believe you're worthy to be there, it will show. It'll show in your presence, in your attitude, and the way that you deliver.
I believe that. And I was just reading something about that the other day about where you are in your belief about money.
Right.
And that's really important, what you just said. So I'm definitely taking that to heart as well.
And unfortunately, a lot of us have issues with money.
Yeah.
Money is not evil.
It is not.
It's how you use it. It's a resource and a tool like anything else. If you have these big dreams, you tell me God gave you those big dreams for you not to be wealthy, and wealthy is holistic, right?
Mm-hmm.
But that means he's going to give you the resources for
That's
it.
True.
And how you use it, walking in that abundance, walking in that overflow, but how you use what he's giving you. Because there are people who could take that $5, give a mom $5, and she will make a Thanksgiving meal out of it.
What?
And then there's others who's like, okay, I don't even know what to do with this.
Yeah, what am I going
to
do with this $5?
Girl, give that mom.
Okay.
You will be like, this is the best meal I ever had. And they will find a way. But how they look at it, how they think about it.
Mm-hmm.
So I do know and understand that your time is important, because your time is money.
Mm-hmm.
Being able to invest that time in more than one ways, in planting those seeds and being able to receive that return. That return is not always money.
Mm-hmm.
In my opinion, the money is the byproduct.
True.
the outcome of the lives that you have impacted and changed as a result. And I've seen that throughout my life of people who be like, Johnny, you have no idea. When I used to work in the marketing agency, those words that you spoke or what you
don't
did.
Don't you just love that?
And I'm a proud mama. Mm-hmm. So before kids, my nickname was Mama Johnny because of how I genuinely care for people. And I just wanted the best for you. Mm-hmm. So I was able to, they used to have a funny saying. It was like, if I ever got upset, because it takes a lot to get me angry. Mm-hmm. But if I ever got there, they want to be like, Johnny, what did you do? They would go to the person like, what you do?
Right.
What you do to get her upset, to get Mama Johnny upset? What did you do? But because I knew, they knew I loved them. So I could, you know, mamas, they love you, but they could give you that little swift tap.
Right, true.
To get you back in line in a loving manner.
And so, in regards to your husband's business, are you both like kind of working on each other's? Are you there to help him? He's there to help you. How does that work?
So that's interesting because he's in a totally different field. I don't know what your husband is like, and I'm going to brag on my baby because I love him.
Oh, I love my boo too.
He's one of those men who no matter what he touch, he can do.
Yeah.
That used to irritate the mess out of me. Real moment here in the beginning, but I so appreciate and love that about him. So my logo, he did. My branding, he did. And it's so funny because, like I said, whatever he touch, he can do. So with him, a lot of times, if it comes with, when he's doing his business and we looking and he's trying to work out processes, that's my strength. Mm-hmm. So then I say, well, what about this? Or how would that work? Or what would, you know, the 1001 questions coming out. And he's able to then realize how that process will flow to help his business. And then for me, a lot of times I'll run things past him or, you know, like I said, he did my design work for me.
Which is beautiful on the website as well.
Yes. So he didn't do the website because he was like, okay, I'm done.
But he did that logo.
He did the logo and he did the B. So the B.
Which is, I love it.
Yeah, simple branding.
Sticks out. I love that.
Wait for the t-shirt line. I already have another product that's coming. It's coming 2016. It's going to be the year of popping. But he did it and it was so, I've been through a few business names and a few designs for those who, that's an inside joke for those who've ever been to Speak for Pay. But this one was really core to who I was. And I think what happened this time is that it became authentic. I realized that I will never change. I'm still Jana B. Mm-hmm. You know, my last name is Brown. So B's never going anywhere. Mm-hmm. The motto is be bold, be beautiful, be boss. Mm-hmm. So the inside out with that believing, you know, believe it, own it, see it, seize it. So that's not changing. So the B will always be classic. I wanted different colors versus I know a lot of women do pink. So I wanted something that was still feminine with the coral and the gold.
It's very pretty.
Thank you.
It's warm.
Yeah. And that's my personality. If you meet me, I'm warm. I'm energetic. I'm welcoming. You always feel comfortable around me. So I really, that's why when you're looking at your business, your colors matter. Research what they mean because all of them have a meaning and you want to find out exactly what you're trying to say. So put up there, if you're just starting, put up there. Okay. What would I want my business to say if I was nowhere to speak for it? Mm-hmm. So what words would I want it to say? Is it warmth? Is it royalty? Is it luxury? Then start to research those colors that represent that. Your brand should be simple. It should convey a message. Excuse me. It should speak, like I said, without you speaking for it, especially as you're building.
I'm understanding that. I really like simple.
Simple is easier.
It's less work and simple.
It is. And you can have a classic, simple design that can still be intricate at the same time, but still convey so much. Mm-hmm. Like, I'm going to give you secrets away. So with that B, there's those three gold dots. Mm-hmm. So I could always just have the B and just put bold, beautiful, boss and the three dots. So everything had a meaning that started to represent something when my husband and I, and he was getting so frustrated working with
it. Designing like it.
Right, right. He'd be like, I'm tired of you. Get on my nerves. I love you, baby. Love you,
right.
too.
I love it.
When you best friends, you can do that.
Right.
You know, you kick them in the back.
This is 20-something years, so of course.
Yeah, we were, let me see, I was 15 when I met him. I've grown so much, and he's been a big part of that. Mm-hmm. It's so important that you have who you're supposed to be with. Mm-hmm. That's a whole nother radio show one day.
But we'll have to bring you back for that one, girl.
It'd be my pleasure. It'd be my pleasure. Because I'm young. I'm 37. Mm-hmm. So I was 22 when I got married. Mm-hmm. So a lot of people are like, are you crazy? Even my mom was like, baby, are you sure? I was like, mom, how old were you when you got married? She was like, 22. Okay, never mind.
Had to rethink that.
Right. Never mind. But when you know, you know. Mm-hmm. And when it's who is supposed to be for you, I mean, you can't go wrong. You'll grow together in the good and the bad. Mm-hmm. And you'll push through it and you'll grow and you'll start to realize why you two were together. Mm-hmm. Like, I know you can imagine, because you and your husband both work together in the business. Can you imagine one without the other?
No, I can't. I can't. I say this a lot of times. I just can't. I can't even imagine right now just life without my husband, really, because he's just so important to me. please understand that.
Yes, it makes a difference to have a supportive husband.
It's very,
especially as an entrepreneur. It's, and I hate to say it, but it's real.
And maybe even not your husband yet, but maybe the boyfriend, fiance, or whoever that is.
Who you have around you will impact your target destination. If you got negative people, I'm sorry, you got to let them go because they're constantly feeding what you cannot be.
Yes.
If they're not speaking life to you and they're speaking more so things that are pulling you down, then why are they in your life? What purpose are they really serving?
That's true.
But the person, whoever is supporting you, if you're married, your boyfriend, it's so key because the roles of a woman, not to say woman versus men, but most men for business and corporate can travel and never looked at. Let a woman start traveling.
Yeah.
That's a whole.
What?
Well, who cooking dinner? Who doing?
Right.
Right. So it's because we wear so many different hats. Mm-hmm. So you have to have that man that's understanding and supportive. But as the woman, as the wife, I've also learned to not let business, because I come from entrepreneurs. I come from all brothers. Mm-hmm. Not let business be, I become a workaholic. Mm-hmm. And that's just all I focus on because mm-hmm. it's not worth losing my family.
No.
Never. No money is worth losing my family. Mm-hmm. So
that's absolutely true. You're absolutely right about that. I love that. So now I had a question.
Yes.
And because you were talking about, I've been through different names and like, when is a good time to rebrand? And I'll leave my second question, but when is a good time to do it? Like, is it, if it's not working or if you're not attracting your target audience or mm-hmm. when do you know that, you know what, I just need to rebrand? And then, how do you do it without the whole gap thing going on?
Got you. Well, I think it depends on a few things. One, are you in the beginning phase of business or not? So let's pretend you're in the beginning phase like I was, right? People did not understand what I was talking about. Mm-hmm. So if I'm telling you what my business name is and names are important and you give me kind of that puzzle look or I have to go into another explanation, then it's probably not a good name. But when it's simple, and that go back to that simplicity, when it's simple and people can really understand what your business does, a lot of times we want to try to overtalk and overexplain and use these big words and no, just narrow it down to exactly what it is that you do. And that really helps with the name. So don't be afraid to change it. Like my business, like I said, changed twice within about almost 2 years. Mm-hmm. But I was okay because I was in the beginning phases. So at that point, it's not like I had a lot happening where it would hurt me, right? And then my clients, I kept in contact with them so they knew what was happening in that standpoint. And they were willing, you know, I was in a growing phase. And when you first start off as an entrepreneur, you're going to grow.
Yeah.
You're going to think your business does one thing. And when you get out there to test it, you're going to realize your audience will tell you.
Yes.
I don't like that. Or this works or that work. Or let's pretend you were selling candles. You were selling, oh, this scent going to work. Well, you love it. But everybody else love this other scent. Mm-hmm. You have to listen to your audience because they keep you in business and be flexible to change. It was hard. Though, because you know, I printed out the website, printed the business cards, the whole nine. But I'd rather do that investment and take that step back to really look at it than to keep going down a line where nobody understands what it is that I do. Because then who am I going to attract? They're confused. But if I say Jeana B, be bold, be beautiful, be bold. Oh, what is that? I'm a speaker, I'm a boss cultivator, I'm a streamlined success strategist. Oh, what is that? When you're in business, you know those terminologies. And when you're not, boss cultivator piques people's interest. What is that? Yeah. So that's one thing. If you're already in business and you're wanting to change, well, what is it that you're trying to change? Is it just your color? Is it that you're doing a rebrand? And when you're doing a rebrand, it's just that communication. So letting your audience know, I can't wait for 2016. New look, new feel coming. So it's not like that all of a sudden, kind of like Gap. I'm here and now I'm here. Imagine what could have been different if Gap had gotten the feedback of the customers first. Hey, I'm thinking about, I want you to weigh in. Now I'm a part of this. And that's a big thing when you're a brand ambassador. That's people that are speaking on your behalf when you're not around because they have that much of a heart and a passion for your business. When you have your audience to buy in to what it is that you're doing, they will speak on your behalf and they could not just say that you have to take everything in. You know, to change every, because you can't please everybody.
Right. That's
you still got to stay core to who you are. But being able to listen to your audience and having them chime in, too. I don't think there's anything wrong with that. And then say, hey, this is when a big reveal is coming. Then they're part of the journey and excites them as well.
OK, that's cool. Because who was that did that? Walmart. I just happened to look up one day and Walmart's logo was different. And then Starbucks as well. So it just seems like they kind of just transitioned somewhere along the line and I missed it, but it was okay.
Right. You were loyal customer, right. A loyal fan. Mm-hmm. But being able to recognize that sometimes it's slight things mm-hmm. that might just change. I bet you if you look back, it's probably slight things that you start to tweak along the way. Yeah. That by the time you got to the new one, you're like, oh, yeah, that changed that much. Not even realizing it.
I didn't realize it until one of the kids were like, that's Walmart. And they just happened to know that it was Walmart from just seeing the little, the logo. It's just the logo now. And I'm like, okay, yeah, that is Walmart. It's funny.
But I bet you some people don't like it. Though, right. You know? Mm-hmm. People get turned, branding is so funny. It's a special thing.
And you've been doing it for so long. That's why I wanted to ask you about it, because you worked with different brands and I just wanted to know that. So thank you for that clarity.
And a lot of them stayed, a lot of them didn't change that much, but they stayed true. But it goes back to that core of who you are. So even if you change the brand, but you don't change the essence of mm-hmm. who you are, that still brings them in. Maybe it's the same colors, but a little cleaner, a crisper design. Mm-hmm. But are you still conveying at the core of who you say you represent, what your company represents, what your employees represent, your core values as a company? If it still represents that, then in most cases, your audience is not going to be upset with mm-hmm. you.
Awesome. Thank you so much, Jonna, for that. Okay, so let's talk about beauty, because you're absolutely beautiful. Oh, thank you. I wish you guys could see what she has on today. Well, you know what? She could, if I periscoped, I need to get over that.
You haven't scoped yet?
I have not.
We are scoping today.
Look, Lanice is my accountability partner for that. And I have not scoped yet.
So when we get off, we're going to scope.
Okay.
We'll do it on mine.
Okay. And I need to do it on mine as well. I don't know what my issue is with it. I will say this. Honestly, I have one issue. I don't like the fact that it goes away.
Okay. So there's a few things. So first of all, it lasts for 24 hours. So mm-hmm. yes, but it downloads, if you save it automatically, it'll download to your phone. Mm-hmm. Automatically to your gallery, so you can upload it to your YouTube or whatever.
Okay.
And then I worked with Sade Wydu, who's also the program. Oh mm-hmm. my god, she's amazing. I took mm-hmm. her master class with Scope, so shout out to Sade. Mm-hmm. And Laria is awesome too, with her scoping and just watching other people. But Catch Me is what Laria caught me on to. Mm-hmm. So you could put all of your video up there as well, but you can't interact with it. Mm-hmm. So but you could go back and watch it, and that lasts longer than 24 hours.
Okay. Because I was
but
like,
that's
okay.
The only thing that stopped.
Yeah, I mean, with this whole time thing, if I'm going to sit here and do this, it needs to stay forever.
I remember I had one that was really, really good and I didn't know how to save it just yet. I was so bad because I couldn't get it. Because you can't even play it back after those 24 hours. So mm-hmm. I was highly upset. And then my phone decided to flip on me one day. It has a mind of its own sometimes. And it was supposed to save. It did not. I was like, no. Because that's, you know, you're raw. You're being honest in the feedback. So we will scope. And it's funny because I was going to scope anyway. So I'll have you as my guest on scope.
Right.
But we were talking about beauty. I'm sorry. We just got a lot.
Beauty, yes. This lipstick and this top, girl, with this lace. I love it.
Thank you. You know what's very funny is I grew up a tomboy. Mm-hmm. So I didn't like dresses and skirts until like after high school. Like I'm your let's wrestle, play football type of tomboy. And dresses were like kryptonite to me. Mm-hmm. But I think part of it, as I got older, I started to understand and realize my own beauty even more. What colors I like, not what the market's telling me, not what mm-hmm. somebody else is telling me. So I have a rule. If I go shop, when I get the honor and the pleasure to be able to go shopping, if I put it on, if it doesn't scream at me like, buy me right now, yes, and you feel a certain way.
Oh, yeah,
like,
you do. Mm. Yeah.
You didn't see the shoulder shrug and roll, but yeah, that's what that was. That's what that was. Then I don't buy it. Mm-hmm. And so I'm learning what colors look good on me. I'm learning what I like even makeup, down to makeup, because mm-hmm. I grew up with boys, like, you know, it's a fight. Mm-hmm. Like, I'm going to poke myself in the eye with the eyeliner. It happens quite often. So just learning what, not to be so made over, but what's that right combination is taking a long time. And I would honestly say my look, style, and feel has really been birthed within these last 2 years, where I'm more comfortable in who I truly am mm-hmm. and love and accept me for myself. And that's a journey, because there, you know, we could all, there's something that you could always pick out.
Right.
And I'm gonna be naked raw with you for one moment. Mm-hmm. The photo shoot that I did for my website, mm-hmm. that was the first time in my life that I ever saw a photo of myself. And I was like, you're beautiful.
Wow.
Where I didn't dissect mm-hmm. because of things that I had been through, what was wrong with me. Mm-hmm. But I was like, this is really who I am. It's not, I wasn't overmade or anything, but I was like, girl, you fine. Mm-hmm. All right. But it was truly because I had finally understood and come into that self-awareness and a self-realization of who I was as a woman Strip the titles. Strip the fact that I worked at a marketing firm. Strip the fact that, you know, I worked on major brands that had multi-million dollar accounts. Strip the wife. Strip the mom. Strip it all. Who I truly am as an individual. And I know a lot of times as women, as moms, we get lost.
Mm-hmm.
We get lost into those titles because we're always somebody something.
Mm-hmm.
But really getting back to who am I? What do I love to do? Rediscovering I love to paint.
Mm-hmm.
Or now, anybody knows me.
Do you love to paint? Well, we got to go paint because so do I.
I love to dance.
Okay.
Like, so do I. You do? Yeah. Girl, like heels off, cramps in the legs.
Yes.
Fresh press, sweat it out.
Mm-hmm.
It's an experience. I will go hard in dancing. So mm-hmm. just being, understanding those things and saying, okay, well, this is what I like. This is who I am. And I know it's growing and developing at the same time.
Well, that's just absolutely amazing. Jeanne, I want to thank you so much for coming to the show today. So much good information. Just really good time talking with you. I hope that you'll come back, but let us know how we can sign up for your intensive mm-hmm. workshops and anything else that you have.
Yes. So again, I have the workbook that's on there right now. I have the book of affirmations that will come out before the year's over. So that accountability, I'm putting it out there on the airwaves. I have my coaching program, but I also do half day and full day intensives as well. So if you need that one-on-one time, we map it out and draw it out. It'll be my pleasure. But you can find everything online at www.jaannab, and that's J-A-N as in Nancy, N as in Nancy, A, the letter B, .com, and sign up for the website. When you do sign up and become a part of my email list, you get a downloadable Stuck 4 Ways to Move and to Leap, Past Your Fears to Launch Your Business. Great information in there.
Mm-hmm.
And then if you go to the shop category, you just peruse the site, please leave a comment. I would love for your feedback. And then you can find out more information there of how to contact me. If anybody needs a phenomenal speaker, I love speaking. So definitely their booking form is on there as well. You can reach me on Periscope, on Twitter, as well as Instagram at Jaannab B Speaks, and on Facebook at Jaannab B.
Great. Thank you so much. And thank you everyone today for listening. I hope that you all have a wonderful, happy Wednesday and life.
And see Shanda in a few minutes.
On Periscope.
On Periscope. Jaannab B Speaks.
What is my Periscope? Biz Babies Beauty. Have an awesome day.
Yes. Thank you.
This show is brought to you by Airbender. The freedom of knowing the problem is solved. Your resource for the preventive care of your heating and cooling systems. Learn more at www.airbenderga.com.